I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Attacks by a terror group have shaken Burkina Faso and affected ministry. Keep listening for that story, as well as gospel encouragement in deaf outreach. It's coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in central Burkina Faso, where an Al-Qaeda branch attacked and killed 200 people on Saturday. Civilians and local militia fought the coordinated attack but were overrun. It's part of the Muslim extremist push to control Burkina Faso and West Africa. Christian World Outreach runs an educational ministry called the Village of Opportunity for girls in Burkina Faso. CWO's Greg Yoder says,
some of our girls that come to the Village of Opportunity are from the area that's being attacked right now, and teachers as well. So some of the girls are coming back to school early. It's a boarding school, so they're leaving their villages to get away from the situation.
One challenge is that the Village of Opportunity classes weren't supposed to start until next month. So
all of a sudden, now we have costs that we weren't planning on as far as having the girls there to feed them and house them earlier than expected. But these girls are resilient, they're brave, and because they love the Lord. And they really are looking for a better future for themselves and their villages and for Burkina as a whole.
Pray for believers in Burkina Faso, for their faith and witness to others.
Our leader there just even expressed that to me this morning, that they're walking by faith. So pray. And if you feel led to give, give financially. We're going to be needing to send some relief funds for food for people and people that are being displaced.
Then, as a young girl growing up in Egypt, Wakila was treated differently from her brothers. Her parents had only wanted boys, and they made sure that Wakila knew that. Now, as a young woman, Wakila felt unloved and unaccepted, until she started watching Sat7's satellite television program called My Mirror. The program encourages Arab women and their God-given value and identity in Christ. Joe Willie with Sat7 says, from there, Wakila connected with her viewer support team.
The program My Mirror gave her an opportunity to say, I'm really struggling with this. But the viewer support team, again, was also able to show her that these negative beliefs she had about herself aren't true according to Scripture and according to how God sees her.
There are other Arab women like Wakila in Egypt who need your prayer.
Pray for young girls, young women, women who are mature, first and foremost, that they would understand how they are valued in the eyes of God. That is a bedrock principle. But secondly, that they would be valued by their husbands, by their families, by their siblings. And then that value, I believe, will be translated into being valued in the culture.
And there are around 375 known sign languages globally. They're rich, deep, and complex. But Rob Myers with Door International says,
many deaf people have experienced a lot of misunderstanding and even a lot of oppression when it comes to the use of their own language. In certain countries and in certain contexts, deaf people are told that their language is not a real language, that it's monkey language, that it's not equivalent to written or spoken language.
Thankfully, that's been slowly changing.
Back in the 1960s, linguists started to realize that, no, these languages have their own grammar, their own structure, their very, very distinct from the written languages around them.
By 2023, around a third of the countries of the world had recognized their country's sign language as an official language.
20% of that recognition has happened just in the last 5 years.
That number will continue to trend upward. But today, the estimated 70 million deaf around the world have shockingly little scripture and learning materials in their heart languages, if any at all. DOOR works to advance Bible translation, church planting, and evangelism by the deaf to the deaf. Pray for their innovative work and learn more about the facts, not fiction, of deaf experience by reading the full story at missionnews.org.
In fact, people could make the argument that sign languages are linguistically more complex than spoken or written languages.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.